Welcome to Church Media HQ, where we help your church make meaningful connections with people in your community, whether they're in person or online. And you only pay us when you like what you see. So one of the greatest factors about Church Media HQ and what makes us different is that we don't require upfront payment to actually get started on a design or creative project for you. For example, if you're looking for a design for an upcoming sermon series or event or something like that, all you have to do is send us a request at churchmediahq.com. We will get started and send you the graphic, and you're only going to pay us if you like what you see. Same thing with a website. If you want to get a fresh new website that our team actually puts together for you, you're not having to do the work yourself. We do it for you. There's no upfront cost required. You just simply let us know that you want us to get started, provide us some basic information about your church, and we take it from there. And then again, you're only going to pay when you like what you see. Church Media HQ is, our desire is to help as many churches as possible use the power of media to reach their communities and to ultimately spread the awesome message of Jesus Christ. And we understand that budget is such a huge factor when it comes to your church. And so we don't want that to be an obstacle. We don't want to be sticker shock or price at all to be a barrier that prevents you from getting started. That's why you can start for free. And if you never pay, if you can never afford any of the services that we offer, as affordable as we try to make them, we understand that that may not be something that is realistic for your budget, at least not right now. Well, we are thrilled to continue to offer you free resources like these free weekly episodes, the free graphic of the week, free coaching sessions, and a lot more. So you can get started for free, no upfront cost. Get us started on your next design project or a new website at no cost to you. Get started for free today at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. Well, my guest today is no stranger to Church Media HQ. In fact, we consider him a regular Church Media HQ contributor. Now, it has been a little while, I should say, since he's been on the podcast. We've taken a little bit of a sabbatical, but I am very excited to welcome back Jeremy Linnentime to the podcast. Jeremy serves as an administrative and outreach pastor in the Albuquerque area in New Mexico, and he has a lot of insight on marketing, media, outreach, and I really am excited to share our conversation with Jeremy today. And so we're going to get to that conversation here in just a moment. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. Well, I like that approach because, again, the other approach that I've seen that's probably more, I don't know if it's more common, it's just what I'm more familiar with, is you do a campaign like that, but you do it over the course of like 1 or 2 weeks. So you're packing all of your, opportunities, your activities, into just like a span of like a week or two. And, the church that I used to work at, we would do that, and they've been doing it for years, and that's how they do it, and it works for them. And they're a larger church, so they're able to do a lot. I mean, they're able to cram in a ton during that week or two. But I like this. I like how it's, first of all, it's saying, hey, there's no sense of, I mean, a sense of urgency can be good, but there's no sense of, hey, you got to do this now, whatever. It seems to me like you're more saying like, hey, if you're interested in this, here's what we're going to be doing. Let me know. And then we'll get back to you and provide the details later. It's kind of like a no commitment thing, but yet you're saying, 9 out of 10 people are following through on it. And so, yeah, I love that idea of just continuing it throughout the year, as far as like setting up these different, events every month or two, or probably every 2 to 3 months with you guys, and having those opportunities. So what are some of the, you talked about the oil change, but what are some of the like activities that you're offering?
Yeah. And I want to touch on something that you said, because you're right. I didn't even think about that, but a lot of churches do have, they'll just have like a community you know, doing good day, right? Yep. All and like six different events are all happening on that one day. Yep. And we thought about doing that, but there was certain things that we wanted to do were tied to a time of year. For example, the backpack drive for back to school. That's really important in like July and in August. I mean, August really, you need to already be delivering them, but, and then we did a Thanksgiving outreach where we fed all of the officers and firefighters and stuff. So we couldn't, what I wanted to do wouldn't all fit on just one time of year. Mm-hmm. But what I did like that we did, since we just asked people like, hey, anything you want to sign up for, just, you know, check a box. And with someone signing up in February for something that's happening in November, everyone's like, oh yeah, I can do that. If you were asking them the week before, they'd be like, oh, I don't know, my week's really full. But by people committing under a low pressure environment, people signed up for quite a bit. And then when you contact them and say, hey, this is coming up in 2 weeks, you know, I'm sure that for some of them, they're like, oh, I'm busy, but I did say I would do it. And so they went ahead and did it. And then of course they're happy that they did it, right? Because it makes you feel good. You're fulfilling the law, you know, a love of Christ and stuff. And so I think the way of doing that's better, but however people want to do it, I think just try one or two events this year and just see. And I know it sounds like a ton of work, but also I did want to point this out. If the event we were doing was a little bit bigger in scope, like for example, the oil change, there's like 50 different cars. I am not a mechanical guy. Like you and me have this in common. Like that's not my thing. I take my car somewhere else. So I don't even do my own. I just, of the people that signed up, I found two guys on there that I knew that they had a little bit of time, super great guys. And this was kind of their wheelhouse. I called them a month out and I said, hey, would you guys just run this for me? You run this shift and you run this shift. You coordinate the people, you know, send someone to buy the part, you know, buy something if we didn't get it, whatever. And they agreed and they were like super happy because they're not people who like stand up and, you know, mechanics aren't typically people who stand up and like they're comfortable, you know, speaking in front of people or delivering whatever. So for them, they took it really seriously and it was a big deal. And I knew I could do it well, they did it great. And so if you have a bigger one, handing it off to somebody to either help you run or to run, is very, very useful. So I actually, a lot of these things were just happening. That Saturday, I came in the morning, I shot some film to put out on our Facebook and I left. I just went and did my regular visits like I would on Saturday. I didn't even stay around and they just handled it all and thanked me for doing it, you know? So, I mean, that was really great. So, okay, we'll jump into events then. So here's a couple that you can do that I think can be helpful. Some of the ones that reach out into the community pretty well is this one we're going to try this year, and I'm really excited about it. And that is just promoting people in the community to have a family night. And so I stole this idea from another church, and I would credit them right now if I could remember who it was, but I thought it was a great idea. I don't know if they're watching or not, but they had, and they put it out on social media. And a family could put their name in there or someone could suggest somebody else or whatever. But what they did was they would deliver you on a Friday night and they picked like the four Friday nights of a month, which I thought was kind of smart. And they would have delivered to you a pizza, and depending on your size of the family, either one large or two large. And they did it pretty simple. I'm sure they had like kind of a deal with a local pizza joint because you could just pick like a pepperoni or a cheese. You know, they just had a couple of options. And then that would come to your house and they would also drop off some type of board game at your house. They said that they got cheap ones like card games or like just smaller, you know, cheap games you get for $5 or under. And so they would deliver that to someone's house and they just say, just stay in and just have a fun family night. Eat together, play this game, just make some memories. And that went off really, really good in the community. And so again, that's something that you can scale. If you're a smaller church, you're new at this, you know, could you do that for 7 to 10 families in your community? You know, what would the cost of that be? You know, that's easy. I think they were trying to do it for like 40. So those four Friday nights, they were doing 10 each night.
Wow.
And I don't know if the people in their church were delivering, you know, the pizza and the game together. I imagine that's what happened or whatever. But obviously your people get involved in taking that to someone's house. And of course you're at someone's house, you know, you can also say like, hey, you know, we'd love to come and check out our church sometime. And that's all that you do. You leave. And that was the opportunity. So I thought that was kind of neat. Promoting family Friday nights or whatever they called it was a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me ask you this real fast. So with that, I may have missed this. So how did you select the families? Was there a sign up for that? Like, hey, sign up to, you know, and you explain what it was and you just had people sign up and say, oh yeah, I'll take you up on that.
No. Thanks for saying that. Okay. So no, they put it on to, on Facebook and on Instagram. They ran it in community groups in their city. So every city has, you know, our local city here has, you know, Rio Rancho Sells where you can sell stuff. And then there's different communities. They have a Rio Rancho parents group, a parenting group, and a mom group, and all of that type of stuff. So what it does take, and this is a good thing that you pointed this out, is, and I'm kind of this for our church. You need one person in your church who's pretty good on social media, and they are in a lot of that city's community groups, right? And they're in any town you're in, there's some type of parenting group or where, you know, where your city gathers on Facebook or on Instagram, whatever. So they just threw it out there and said, hey, this is our church. This is what we want to do. You know, if you want in, comment below, you know, or if you want to suggest someone, comment below or whatever. And then they just said, hey, you know, we can pick 10, you know, 10 a week is what they did. And so, you know, I don't know how they picked, you know, that's kind of up to you or whatever. It's not people inside your church, obviously, it's people in the community. And so your church just helps to get it done. And also, if you are, let's say that you are a smaller church, let's say you're tight on finances. When we're coming up to a big one like this, it's going to cost the church a lot of money. Like a Wednesday night or, you know, some service before, we'll say, hey, we're going to take up an offering tonight as an others offering to put on this community project. Yeah. So people in your church that, let's say, they can't be involved, right? They don't know how to change oil. They're working Friday night, whatever. They can be involved by giving. And so people feel good because I gave to that project. And we make a big deal. Like, obviously, if you gave to this project, or if you came and you pulled off this project, or if you prayed for this project, all of that goes together to be an important part of pulling off this project. So
I'm going to go a little bit of a rabbit trail I'm going to chase there. I do notice that about, I remember that about your church, and I don't think we've ever discussed it. Is it every midweek service, which for you guys is your Wednesday service, is every time you take up an offering, is that always go to another cause, or is it like once a month? Or because I mean, I heard that you guys did that, and I thought that in general is just a really cool concept.
Yeah, every Wednesday night we have an others offering. Yeah. And so people, if someone gives, I mean, legally, if someone gives and it's marked as their tithe or marked as missions, or they designated it somewhere else, it has to go there, and we put it there, obviously. But yeah, we, every single Wednesday night, we bring a need before them and say, this is what we're doing it for. So like three or four Wednesday nights headed into camp, you know, we try to send campers to teen camp, you know, or whatever else. But yeah, that was something that, and I mean, it's worked for us. God's blessed our finances more than the last 3 years than any time I've ever seen. But from back, man, probably 20 years ago, our pastor started that where, yeah, every Wednesday night, it's going to some cause. Not us, you know.
I think that's awesome for obviously, because, and again, we're rabbit trailing a little bit here, but I actually think it will circle back into like the bigger conversation here, because I've seen other churches do, for example, this one church I know of, they do a Christmas offering. They start it like the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and then they run it up until like a week or two before Christmas. So you got three or four Sundays of this campaign. And like you said, unless it's designated otherwise, everything that comes in for those 3 to 4 weeks of giving goes to local charities that they've partnered with and whatnot. And I think when your church does something like that, and in your case, you're doing it weekly, that speaks volumes of saying like, hey, because I mean, the cynical people out there, they can accuse churches of like, oh, you just want my money. You just want to build more buildings and pay yourself better and whatnot. You know, like I said, and ultra cynical people think that way. And in your case, like I said, you guys are doing it every week. You're saying, nope, here is a cause, that everything that you're giving, tonight goes towards that cause. And I think that's awesome. Cause I remember being out there for one of our video shoots, and that's the first time I was ever introduced to what you guys call it the others offering. I was ever introduced to that concept because, we were out there, we were producing this video for other churches, and you guys were just generously hosting us. And this was really kind of a, it really was. I mean, it's a charitable thing, if you will. I mean, we're doing this. We want to get this out to other churches. And I remember your dad, the pastor, standing up saying, hey, this offering, all the funds that we get tonight goes towards the production of that. Now, that is the least of the charities out there of us making a video. But I think it's just really cool, a really cool concept. And so that's why I wanted to kind of park there for a minute and chase that rabbit, because I think it ties back into the overall concept of, because that's something I was going to say about these things is, this is just a really, at the core of it, it's just a great fulfillment of the purpose of the church. And that is to reach out, to touch people, and to not do it with any expectation of getting anything in return. Because, yeah. You know, again, the cynical, the critical can also accuse the church of, okay, yeah, you do that, but again, you're just trying to get me to come. You're just trying to get me to attend. And yeah, like you yep. said, you might mention like, hey, yeah, here's some information about our church. You know, we'd love to have you stop by, but you know, the heart of it that you're coming from is no, you're just helping. And probably the majority of lives that you're touching and families that you're helping and through these activities, they'll probably never set foot in your church. Sure. But it doesn't matter because that's not the point. So that's what I love about these different just community outreach events. Cause I've been guilty of it in the past. I have in the past made the term outreach and marketing synonymous, because just for sake of maybe trying to help a church leader understand it better. But the truth is that they're very different. True outreach is actually reaching out just to help and to serve with no expectations, like I said, in terms of there's no return, at least earthly return on that investment. Whereas with marketing, okay, yeah, we're having a marketing event, a marketing campaign, because we want to, and there's nothing wrong with either approach, but we're doing a marketing event or campaign to intentionally get people interested in getting involved in attending our church. It's a good distinction to make. And these events being outreach based, I think is so important because yeah, I think that the vast majority of churches out there don't think this way, but if you're going into it with ulterior motives of just hoping to convince people to come to church because your church was nice to you, well, obviously that's when those events really, they're going to flop. They're not going to do well because at the core, you have to do this because you genuinely want to serve and help. And again, that I would say that the vast majority of churches out there, that is the case.
Right, right. Yeah, the number one, if you just look at, okay, what does the church get out of this, for example, the number one thing you get is your people serving in that capacity makes mm-hmm. a huge difference in the way that they look at their church, the way they look at their spiritual gifting, and the way that they feel about their involvement in the church. That's the number one thing that we found that's the biggest win. And then number two, obviously, you're getting a really, really good reputation in the community. And like you said, there's a lot of people that think that churches are out there just for themselves, just as money making, just as whatever, you know, bad motives. And it's not accurate in a lot of cases, most cases, but that's the way they perceive it. And so something like this really goes a long ways for giving you a good name in the community. And then, hey, look, maybe in the future someone goes, yeah, no, you know what? I remember that one church and that's where I would like to go or whatever. And so, yeah, I think it's really, really big. And two, I don't think you should be scared of just saying like, hey, you know, this is from our church. We just wanted, you know, to bless you guys. And if you ever are looking for a church, we'd love to have you come. And so, you know, if you were taking for a family Friday night, what we did is we would make up a flyer, you know, that says like, here's what we do for families. Here's our kids want a program, right? Here's what we do, whatever. Cause you know, the people you're taking it to being targeted, they have kids. And I just leave them say, hey, here's a flyer. This is what our church does for kids. We hope you guys have a great night. Boom. That's it. So yeah. I don't think you should cheat yourself out of an opportunity to say like,
oh,
hey,
of course not.
Come to church. Right. But that, like you said, that's not the main thrust of what, and you don't get it. You know, it's not like we had 10 families join our church because of this. We had a lot of people serve because of it. So I think it's good. So,
I mean, it's just a really healthy thing because again, you are cultivating that spirit, that sense of just service in amongst your church, because you know it can be really easy. Again, I play the hyper cynical person over here, but I see it with, and again, it's the minority, but there are those who think that you know the church, like you said, they're just trying to reach us or whatever, and then there's also this sense of people who within the church, if you don't give them opportunities to serve, well, then they start to get the idea the church is about serving themselves. You know, they come to right. church so that they can get their needs met and, you know, so that they can be served. And, you know, this is something that obviously that's not what the church is all about. So giving these opportunities just cultivates the right heart and is a healthy, creating a healthy environment and culture there in your church.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. So do you want to go through a list of a couple things someone could try if
yeah, we chased a few rabbits there, but yeah, I wanted to keep talking about the different ideas of activities because I think we've only gone through a couple at this point. Well, thanks again for joining us for this episode of Church Media HQ. And I do hope that you'll take a moment to subscribe wherever you are listening to the podcast and on YouTube. And of course, I want to remind you again, Church Media HQ, while we love producing and putting out these weekly episodes, it is so much more than that. We have all kinds of resources for your church, many of them that you can access completely free. And you can access all of that at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. Well, thanks again for joining us. We are a production of the Must Increase Network. And to learn more about our other resources that we provide for churches and families, like our other podcast, Connection Culture, you can head over to mustincrease.com. And until next time, I do want to remind you to try something new at your church, because it's so much better to fail at trying something incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. I'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.